Imagine it is the middle of the night and someone is pounding on your door. A voice tells you that you have to leave right now. There is a wildfire moving toward your neighborhood, or the river down the road has jumped its banks, or a truck carrying dangerous chemicals has tipped over a few blocks away. You have maybe 5 minutes to get your family into the car and go. What do you take? Where is it? Do you even know? For most people, the answer is a scramble. They grab random things, forget what matters, and drive off with a mix of useless items and a knot in their stomach. There is a better way, and it has a name. It is called a bug-out bag. A bug-out bag is a pre-packed bag that holds everything one person needs to survive on their own for about 3 days when they have to leave home in a hurry. It sits ready by the door so that when the moment comes, you do not have to think, plan, or pack. You just grab it and move. This guide is written for people who are new to the idea. By the time you reach the end, you will understand exactly what this bag is, how it is different from other preparedness bags, the real situations that would force you to use one, how to tell when it is time to leave versus stay put, and how to think about what goes inside. That thinking matters, because the packing list waiting for you at the bottom of this article is built on a simple survival logic. Once you understand the reasoning, the list makes complete sense. What a bug-out bag is. A bug-out bag is a single bag, packed ahead of time, that contains the supplies one person needs to stay alive and functional for roughly 72 hours after leaving home. The name comes from the phrase to bug out, which simply means to leave a place quickly because staying is no longer safe. The bag is your ready-made answer to that moment. It is not a project you build during the emergency. It is a project you finish before the emergency ever happens, so that when trouble arrives, the hard work is already done. The 72. Our principle. You may wonder why the standard is 3 days and not 1 day or 1 week. There is a practical reason behind the 72-hour window. In most large-scale emergencies, it takes emergency services, relief organizations, and government agencies somewhere around 3 days to organize a response, set up shelters, restore basic services, or reach people in need. That first stretch of time is when you are most on your own. Roads may be closed, phones may be down, and help may not have arrived yet. A bug-out bag is designed to cover that gap. It carries you through the window between the moment normal life stops and the moment outside help becomes available. 3 days is long enough to matter and short enough that one person can realistically carry the supplies on their back. The grab-and-go idea. The whole point of this bag is to remove decisions from a moment when you have no time to make them. When people are frightened and rushed, they do not think clearly. They forget obvious things and waste minutes on unimportant ones. A staged bag solves this problem before it starts. Because every choice was already made calmly, in advance, on an ordinary day, all that remains in the emergency is a single simple action: pick it up and leave. There is no packing, no searching, no second guessing. That is why the bag lives somewhere you can reach it fast, most often near the door you would use to leave your home. How IT differs from other bags. The bug-out bag is one of three common preparedness kits, and understanding where it fits helps you avoid confusion. A get-home bag is built for the opposite direction. It is meant to help you travel from wherever you are, such as work or a store, back to your home when something disrupts your day. It tends to be smaller and focused on getting you across a distance on foot if needed. Everyday carry, often shortened to EDC, is the small set of useful items you keep on your person every single day, such as in your pockets or a purse. It is always with you but very limited in size. The bug-out bag sits above both of these. It assumes home is no longer safe, so instead of returning there, you are leaving it behind for several days. That difference in purpose shapes everything about how it is packed and where it is kept, why you need one and when you would use IT. It is easy to think that evacuations are rare events that happen to other people in other places. The truth is that ordinary life gets interrupted more often than most of us expect, and when it does, it usually happens fast. A bug-out bag is not about expecting the worst every day. It is about accepting that normal routines can pause without warning, and being ready so that a bad day does not become a disaster. The best way to understand the value of this bag is to walk through the kinds of real situations that force people to leave their homes. A wildfire evacuation order. Wildfires move in ways that are hard to predict. A fire that seems miles away can shift with the wind and close in within an hour. When authorities issue an evacuation order, they are telling you the situation has become dangerous enough that leaving is the only safe choice. These orders often come with little warning, and the roads out can fill quickly. Families who have to stop and pack lose precious time, and smoke and heat can turn a slow departure into a real threat. A ready bag means you are already moving while others are still deciding what to grab. A hurricane or flood evacuation. Hurricanes and major floods sometimes give a few days of warning, but that warning is not the same as being ready. When a mandatory evacuation is called, huge numbers of people try to leave at the same time. Store shelves empty, gas stations run dry, and traffic slows to a crawl. Flooding in particular can rise faster than expected, cutting off roads and trapping people who waited too long. Having your supplies already packed lets you leave early and calmly, ahead of the crowd and ahead of the water, instead of joining the panic at the last moment. A chemical spill or gas leak. Not every emergency comes from the weather. A train derailment, a highway tanker accident, or a broken gas line can release dangerous fumes into the air near your home. When that happens, officials may order everyone in the area to leave immediately, sometimes with only minutes of notice. There is no time to think about what you need. You have to get away from the danger zone right away. In these moments, the difference between having a packed bag and not having one is the difference between a smooth exit and a frantic, unprepared rush out the door. A grid or infrastructure failure. Sometimes the threat is not a single dramatic event, but a slow breakdown of the systems we all rely on. A long power outage in extreme heat or cold, a failure of the water system, or a widespread loss of communication can make staying at home unsafe over time. If your home cannot keep you warm, cool, fed, or hydrated, leaving may become the smarter choice. A bug-out bag gives you the freedom to make that move without being stranded, because you already carry the basics you need to get somewhere safer. What all of these situations share is speed. They rarely give you hours to prepare. They give you minutes. In those minutes, stress runs high and clear thinking runs low. The bug-out bag exists so that packing is never part of the emergency. The work is done in advance, on a calm day, so the moment of crisis asks only one thing of you. Go. When to reach for IT and the survival logic behind packing. Owning a bug-out bag is only half the picture. The other half is knowing when to actually use it. Not every emergency calls for leaving. In fact, many situations are safer to handle by staying put. Learning to tell the difference is one of the most important skills a prepared person can have. Bugging out versus sheltering in place. Sheltering in place, / glossary / shelter in place, means staying inside your home and riding out the situation there. This is often the right choice when your home is still safe and the danger outside is greater than the danger inside. A brief storm, a short power outage, or a situation where officials tell you to stay indoors and seal your windows are all times when leaving would put you in more harm, not less. Your home offers walls, supplies, and familiarity, and those are real advantages. Bugging out, / glossary / bug out, becomes the right choice when your home itself is no longer safe or is about to stop being safe. If fire, / topic / fire, flood, / topic / flood, toxic air, / danger / air pollution, or a failing structure threatens the place you live, then staying is the greater risk. The clearest signal is an official evacuation order, but you should also trust direct evidence in front of you, such as approaching flames, rising water, or a strong chemical smell. The general rule is simple. Stay if home protects you. Leave if home has become the threat. When you are unsure, pay attention to what local authorities are telling you, because they often have information you cannot see from your window. The rule of threes. Once you decide to leave, the contents of your bag are what keep you alive. But not every item matters equally. To understand why some things belong at the top of the priority list and others near the bottom, preparedness thinking uses a simple guide called the rule of threes. It describes how long the human body can survive without certain basic needs, and it puts those needs in order of urgency. The rule states that a person can survive roughly 3 minutes without air, roughly 3 hours without shelter in harsh conditions, roughly 3 days without water, and roughly 3 weeks without food. These numbers are not exact for every person or every situation, but they capture something important. The threats that can kill you fastest deserve your attention first. Air is the most immediate. Protection from extreme heat, cold, and wet comes next, because exposure can end a life in only a few hours. Water follows, since dehydration becomes deadly within days. Food, while it feels urgent to a hungry person, is actually the least immediate threat across a 72-hour window. How this shapes your packing. This logic is the backbone of how a smart bug-out bag is organized. It explains why the items that protect your breathing and shield your body from the elements are treated as non-negotiable, why staying hydrated ranks so high, and why food, though important, does not top the list for a 3-day bag. When you understand the rule of threes, you stop thinking of your bag as a random pile of gear and start seeing it as a layered answer to real threats, arranged in the order those threats can harm you. This is exactly why the packing list that follows is built in tiers. Each tier reflects how directly an item addresses an immediate danger to your life, so you can build your bag from the most critical outward, making sure you have the right supplies. A. bug-out bag is only as good as what you put inside it. An empty bag by the door gives you nothing, and a bag stuffed with the wrong things gives you almost as little. The goal is not to carry the most gear. It is to carry the right gear, chosen with the survival logic you just learned and organized so the most important items are the ones you never leave behind. The packing list below is arranged into three priority tiers so you can build with purpose. Vital items are the core. These are the things that keep you alive across the survival windows of air, shelter, water, and food, and they should be in every bag without exception. Recommended items form the second layer. They meaningfully improve your odds and your comfort, making the difference between merely surviving and staying capable and clear-headed. Optional items make up the third layer. They add redundancy, convenience, and morale, and they matter most in longer or harsher situations where the extra support pays off. Treat this list as a starting framework, not a strict set of rules. Your climate, your family size, any medical needs, and the specific risks of your region should all shape what you carry and how much of it. Someone in a cold northern area will weigh their choices differently than someone in a hot, dry one, and a parent packing for children will make different calls than a single adult. Read the tiers below, understand the reasoning behind each one, and adapt them to your own life. Here is the list to build from. The best bug-out bag is not the most expensive one or the one packed with the most gear. It is the one that already exists, packed and waiting near the door, before you ever need it. A perfect bag you plan to build someday is worth nothing in an emergency, while a simple bag ready right now could carry you through the hardest days of your life. Do not let this be another good idea you get to later. Pick your bag, use the list below, and start filling it today. Build it a little at a time if you must, but begin. When the moment comes to grab and go, you will be grateful you did the thinking on a calm day instead of a frightening one.